You're holding down Daf Nun Aleph. Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph on Taf. Again, last shaila the Gemara was, according to Rabbi Gamliel, what's the time of Rabbi Gamliel? That he says now, Mishnah ain maimer acha maimer, v'yein get acha get. Because when you give maimer to one, in case your brother had two wives and he died, so if you give maimer to one wife, it's chal the maimer. When you give it to the second one, it means nothing. You're not also to crave him, you don't have to give her get. Ain maimer acha maimer. The same thing by get, if you give one a get, the second one means nothing. Ain get acha get. But the question was, it's mashma though, that yesh get acha maimer, or else yesh maimer acha get. How come? Only maimer, then a maimer means nothing. Get, then get means nothing. But if you gave one to one, and then the other one something else, then it is chal. Question is why? So my Rabbi says, my time of the Rabbi Gamliel, what's the time of Rabbi Gamliel? Like Rashi says, the Omar ain't get acha get b'shtei yevamos. How come he says when your brother had two wives, and now you give a get to one, when you give a get to the second one, it means nothing? Or else when you have two brothers now, each one gives a get to her, to le misa basa brokover seho. The second one is not also to a kreifim. It's my time of the Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara says, the Mesafkalei get idochi iladochi. The question is, when you give a get, midrabon, we said, it means something. It's like you started the chalitza. So the Gamliel has a suffix, does the get do something, or maybe it does nothing? Is the dochi means it throws away the zika, or iladochi, maybe it doesn't throw away the zika? The same thing, Rabbi Gamliel has a suffix, is in doubt, if you give your yivama, you give your brother's wife, maima, does it do something? Ikoni, Ilaikoni, he has a suffix whether he makes a kinyan or not. So get idochi, Ilaidochi. By get, he has a suffix. It does the get do something? Does it make like a chalitza midrabonin or not? So as far as like this, ikam idochi, if by the first one you give a get, it does something midrabonin, it's like you gave a chalitza, there's no mozika, so therefore, basra my covet, what are you doing to the second one? This is Rabbi Gamliel Svara. The first one, if it is doch, it takes away the zika, so there's no more zika left. The second one does nothing. Elamai, ikama loidochi. The other tzad is a get means nothing. A get doesn't take away zika at all. It's like you didn't do anything. So that's a Svara by the first one, basra nami loidochi. The same one for sure then that the second get also does not do anything. So that's Rabbi Gamliel Svara, why ain't get acha get? Because he has a suffix. If the first one is chalanat, if the first one does something, so finished, it took away the zika, the second one can't do anything. If the first one doesn't do anything, so the second one also does nothing. Same thing by maimer. Maimer ikoni ilakoni. Really as a suffix. Is maimer koina by yivam or not? So therefore it's like this. When you give one wife a maimer, and then you give the second one, so it's a monoshok, the second one means nothing. If the first one is koina, means he's like your wife now with rabbonin, and that's like bia, so takes away the zika with rabbonin, is basra my covet. The second one's maimer means nothing, because you can't make yibum on two wives. You can only make yibum on one, so if with rabbonin maimer is koni, there's nothing left for the second maimer to do. The other tzad suffix is maybe maimer does nothing. Maybe you're not kerner at all, even the first one. See, if that's the svara, basra nami lakoni. Who are in the second one also you're not kerner? So that's Rabbi Gamliel's svara is why he says, ein get acha get, v'ye maimer acha maimer. Is it the same amanashach? If the first one is kerner, that's it. And if the first one is not kerner, so the second one does nothing. But this is only a svar if you give maimer, then a maimer. Get, then a get. But let's say you give the first one maimer, then you give the second one get, it's good why the second one is chal. Or the opposite way. If you gave the first one get, then the second one maimer, it's good why the second one is chal. Because the other suffix, maybe the first one maimer is not koina. And maybe the get is yeah koina. Therefore, when you give the second one a get, it means something. You rustle on the craven. Because it could be maimer is not koina at all, only get is koina. And the opposite way, it could be the get, if you gave a get to the first one, maybe get is not koina, does nothing. So when you give maimer to the second one, that's what's koina. So that's Rav's pshat and Rav Gamliel, why he says if you give maimer, the second maimer means nothing. But if you give maimer, then you give a get, the second get does mean something. Because there's a suffix, maybe the first maimer is not kind of at all, and maybe the get is kind of. That's why there's a chiluk between maimer, acha maimer, or maimer, acha get. On this, Abaye is the kasha. The Gemara says, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is the kasha back to Rava. We had before in the Chav Zayin, that Umayd the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel agrees, Sheyesh get acha maimer. There is a case, if you give maimer first, then a get does something. You also took kroivim, you did something. Sheyesh get acha maimer. O maimer acha raget. Who are then if you give a get first to one of your brother wives? Then you give maimer to the second one, the maimer means something. And you also took kroivim. Rashi says, Sheyesh get acha maimer. Maimer lezu, if you gave maimer to one. The get lezu, you gave get to the second one. The first one, since by giving maimer to the second one, you make it now that, forget, if you gave maimer to the first one, then you gave a get. So by giving a get to the second one, it passes as a rishona. It stops you from being miyab in the first one. And we also the krovish tayim, you wrestle with the krovim of both of them. So Rabbi Gamliel agrees to this. Now, who adin the get. Now also he agrees, v'get achar bio maimer. In a case where first you gave maimer to one, then you gave bio to the second one, then you give a get, the get also means something. You also took raven. Who adinu maimer achar bio v'get. If you gave a get first to one, then you made bio with the second one, and then you made maimer with the third one, then it does something. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that even by three of them, you also told all of the kroivim. Rashi says, "Veget acha bio maimer, acha bio shacha maimer, kagoin maimer lezu. You gave maimer to one wife, uboa lezu, and then you made bia. You made yibum with the second one, and then veget leshlishis. In the case where your brother had three wives and your brother died, so you did something to all three of them. The third one, you gave a get." Mahani get v'yasa v'krovisir. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that this third one, giving her a get, does something, and you also took krovim. It's just like with the rabbanon, she was your wife, you gave her a get, you also to marry your sister. Now, v'mishafka lele Rabbi Gamliel, if Rabbi Gamliel svar is yaza suffik, if maimer is kaina, or get is kaina, if so, teheve kebia, let it be like bia, lechatchila, v'tikni, and for that you should be kaina. In other words, here the case was you made maimer bia than a get, or else get bia than a maimer. We're saying all three things does something. But the question is why? L'chura bia, when you did bia in the middle, that's for sure is kaina. So the cloud should be, once you are kaina completely, you can't do anything afterwards, if that's what the Gamliel Svara. Because that's what your son of Gamliel Svara is, that ain't maimer acha maimer. Because the first of the manashach, if it's kaina, it's kaina completely, you can't make a second one. So here also, in the middle one, when you made bia, bia for sure is kaina kinyan gomer. So if so, how can you have a third one, a maimer or a get? Adimar says, Dotanam, we learned like this. Habia, habila, calls the man you a boil, one of your brother's wife, one of the yavamis. Ibizman, she betchila, einach reklim. If you did the bia first, you have a kinyan gomer. Afterwards means nothing. Says, so how can Rabbi Gamliel hold here? Well, you made a maimer first, then the second one you made bia. Now the third one you give a get, that get means something. How could the get mean something? We call it ein acha bia klum. Rashi says, v'yamrit misaf kalei, v'tchiyas tagetu kniyas maimer, that's a whole suffix. So tehevi ha'ach bia and soyas, ke bia betchila. V'tikno, when he made the second one, he made bia with the second one, that should be it. He was kind of completely. And what you do to the third wife should mean nothing. Whether it's giving a get. Whether it's giving maimer after the third one. Get acha bia. If you're giving get after bia or maimer, lelahani, to maimer kama kona lagamri. Is sulem anya bia mamonashach. If the first maimer is kaina, then the second bia shouldn't do anything. The get abasa also doesn't help. The elamai v maimer lekoni. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel is a supik. maybe Maimer is not Koiner. If so, Nimsa's Bia Shel Achrov, Bia Betchila. It comes out when you made Bia with the second one, that's the first Kenyan you have. Ukshera, it's a Kosher of Bia also. V'sulam Hani Get Beshlishis. If so, once you make a Bia first, that's Pshita then, that you can't do anything afterwards. So a Get shouldn't be Chal. So that's the Kash Akam of here, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that even if you made a Maimer first or a Get first, then you make a Bia, and then you make with the third one another, something else, either a Maimer or a Get, that all three of them are Asa. Why? L'churam, if Rabbi Gamliel has a doubt that maybe Maimer is not Koina, or maybe a Get is not Koina, so Manashach, if Maimer, the first one, is Koina, so that not, there should be nothing afterwards. There should be no Bia afterwards, and no Get afterwards. Elamai Maimer is not Koina first, so then what came second? The Bia. The Bia for sure was kind of completely. So if the Bia was kind of completely, there should not be a third one giving a Get. Since the Kashan Rav is Pshat, if you learn the Rav Nuil's Masafkele, whether the Maimer is kind of completely or not, so Mamonashach, when you have a Maimer and then a Bia, there should be nothing else afterwards. So therefore, Abaye learns different Pshat in Rav Gamliel. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Abaye. Abaye answered back and says like this. Li'olam really pshit the land of Rabbi Gamliel. Beget the dochi umayma the koni. It's not a suffix, it's not a doubt by him. He knows for sure that avada there is a didn't get, like the Gemara before was Masber. The Rabbanan said if he give you Yivam a get, it means something. You're also with a krivim. And you can't make Yivam anymore. Who are then if he give you Yivam a maimer, kes of kedushin, your makadish, it means something. But the Rabbanan, she's your wife. So Rabbi Gamliel also agrees that Midrabbanan, both these things do something. A get is dochi, a get is like a chlitza Midrabbanan, it takes away the zika. O maima, the koni, you take a koina, she's your wife a little bit now, Midrabbanan. Miyu, if so, what's the Gamliel svara? Like Manashach, why does Gamliel say, ain maima racha maimer, but v'yesh maima racha get, why? If you hold the second maima doesn't help, how come a second get helps? So Terence is like this. Miyu Amar Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said like this according to Rabbi Gamliel. That Ha Yivama. We take this Yivama now and we like divide her up in half. And we look at her like this. Bechad Sad Mahani Boget. On one side of her, there's a din the Rabbanan, you can give her a get. If you give her a get with the Rabbanan, it's like a chalitza, you take away half of the Zika. O Bechad Sad Mahani Bo Maimer. But the Rabbanan also made this Yivama, the other half of her, a Maimer helps. That's where the Rabbanan were masakin by a Yivama. That she has like two parts to her, on one part there's a Kenyan Maimer, on the other part there's a Kenyan Get. Therefore the Svara is like this. Get acha get loidochi. If you give one Yivama get, and then you give the second one a get, it means nothing. Dodochi like kama, because when he gave a get to the first one, it was koina. With the Rabbanan, it's like he gave a chalitza. The halacha is, if you give a Yivama chalitza, that's it. You know, din on the second one. You can't give the second one chalitza anymore. So since get is koina, even though it's only half of her, but that's the Rabbanan's din, that the half of her helps the get, when the get helps, you can't give a second get. O maimer, acha maimer is also the same svara. Lekoni, to akoni lekama, if you gave one yivama maimer, you were koina. All that you could be koina, you were koina. True, it's only on half of her, but that's the Kenyan maimer. So since she's like your wife now, that's like a bia with the Rabbanin, so in the second one, there's no more yibim. You can't make maimer anymore. So the second maimer is not kainim at all. Mashenke now, get acha maimer, or maimer acha a get. But let's say to one yivam he gave maimer, the second one he gave a get, or the opposite way. Hai milsa kodochi, fi hai milsa kokoni. This is Rav Gamliel's svara. Like Abaye says, that half of the Yavama has the Kenyan Maimer, and half of her has the Kenyan Get. So therefore, if you gave one Maimer, half of them, the half of Maimer is Koina. You're like, she's your wife. But the other half is still open. So when you give a Get to the second one, the Get Taker is Chal on the second half of the second Yavama. So therefore, the Get made it like you take away the Zika with the Rabbanin. The first Maimer made it like she's your wife a little bit. So you have Issa by both of them. They're both called like your relatives now, that you're also to all her Krovim, she's like your wife, you're also to the Krovim of your Chalutzasoi, or else of your Maimer. That's Rabbi Gamliel's Svara. Therefore he holds Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, because whatever the first Maimer does, the second one can't do it over again. Mashenka in a get after Maimer does help, because there are two parts to the Yavama. Half of her helps Maimer, half of her helps a get. So you can have one after the other. Morris says, Rabbanan, what's the svara of the Rabbanan in our Mishnah that they argue and say even Maimer is after Maimer? If you give one of the Yavamas Maimer, then you give the second one Maimer, it is Karna, and you're also with a Kravim. Why? He says like this, Kol chad v'chad kino le Rabbanan get umaimer b'yavama. But the Rabbanan, when no matter how many wives your brother had, on each wife, the Rabbanan was Masakin, you could give them a get, you could give them Maimer. So if you give one a Maimer and the second one a Maimer, the Karna, that's the din with Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan will look at each one separately. Each one has a din either to receive a Maimer with the Rabbanan to receive a get. So if you give one a get, then a second one a get, both are Schal according to Rabbi Gamliel. That's the Rabbanan Svara. Get to Maimer the Yavama. Kol Chavikat Kinle Rabbanan. Get to Maimer b'Yavama. For the Gemara, v'haibiyah psula adifa mi-maimer. Now, a biyah psula, that we said now, in the case we have three of them, where you first gave get, then you made a biyah, then you made maimer, the biyah in the middle is an in-between case. V'haibiyah psula, the case of a biyah psula, no, so Rashi said like this now. Vai biya psula is not going back to the Rabbanim. We're going back to Rav Gamliel. The end of the first big line in Rashi. Vai biya psula, klema. L'hoch yama Rav Gamliel. This is Rav Gamliel's svara. That he says, yesh ket acha bir. Sha'acha maimer. In the case of your brother had three wives. And first you gave one a maimer. And the second one you made beer with. You made yibam. And the third one you gave a get. Then all three does something. And you're also to the cry voice of all of them. V'yesh maimer acha beer the get. Why? The story is like this. To a beer em tsoyis sheep sula. Because the middle beer now is not a beer at the beginning. You already made a maimer. You already made a get. So it's a beer psula now. This beer cannot make yibam with it. Is therefore adifa mi maimer or graya mi maimer. And one point is better than maimer, one person it's worse than maimer. What's the swirl like this? The Gemara says, v'hai biya psula, in the case where you made a biya secondly, is adifa mi maimer or graya mi maimer. In one way it's better than a maimer, and in one way it's less than a maimer. Adifa mi maimer is better than a maimer, dila maimer, acha maimer le mahani. The Gamliel swirl is if you make maimer with one yavama. And then you make maimer with the second one, it means nothing. Because the half that has maimer, you are kind of with the first one. You can't do a second one. Vilu biyaracha maimer mahanya. Mashenken, when you make biya with the second one, that does something. Because biya is better than maimer. Because maimer is only kinyan midirabonin. So it's only half of her that has the maimer. Mashenken, biya is a kinyan midiraisa. So maisa midiraisa, you kind of completely. So therefore, Vada, the second beer does something, you take a kreiner, it means more. Mashen kein, ugriya me maimer, in another way, this beer is worse than maimer. Di lo maimer achar aget, koni lakula, shiur with the get. In the case where you made a get first, and then you gave a maimer, the maimer is kreiner completely. There's nothing left over, like you can't make another maimer after that. Vilu biyar achar aget, mashenken here, we gave the first wife a get. The second one, the second yavam we made beer with. So the chura, why does the third maim help? We say, lekanya le lekula shira the get. The beer is not so good. Since it's a beer psula, this beer is not kind of everything the get left over. You only kind of mix us. Therefore, there's still a little bit left over for the third one to have a kinyan maimer. In other words, really the kasher is when you have your brother has three wives and you gave to the first one get. The second one you gave a beer. So really beer now should be like maimer. That the Gamliel holds, ain't maimer acha maimer. When you make maimer, you can't make a second one maimer. How come over here we say if you made beer with the second one, you can still make a maimer with the third one? That there it says in this way, beer is less than maimer. Beer is not kind everything what was left over from the get. Rashi says, "Vilu biya achar aget lekanya lelakula shura the get kol masha shaya get lebiya the yesh maimer acha biya Because there's a third one that you give maima to. The get kritnan habila misman shibitchilin achre klum. True. If you make beer with one of them first, that's it. Nothing else happens afterwards. Avu biemtza. Let's say you made a get first, and then you make beer with one of them. If beer is in the middle, then that's called a beer psula. You can't finish off, you can't stay married to her. Then the klal is yei shachre klum. There is something afterwards. Like we said before, the Akzair is why we said after B if something helps. See also, even after you make B with the second one, you could still make Maimer with the third one. We could say, Yesh Maimer Achabir. So this way, with Rabbanan, B is in between. One way it's better than Maimer, and one way it's less than Maimer. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Ketzad Omer Rabbi Gamliel, how is it that Rabbi Gamliel said, ain't get acha get? Like in our Mishnah, he says if you give one Yevamer get, and then the second one a get, the second one means nothing. You're not also to Kravis. Where's the case? Shtei Yevamos, Shenofel of Nayavim Echot. In the case where your brother had two wives and he died, so both wives now fall in front of one brother. Is Venosan get Lazu, forget Lazu. The brother now gave a get to one, and then a get to the second one, is Rav Gamliel Leima. What does Rav Gamliel say you should do now? Is Chaylus L'Rishayna. What you should do is give chlitz to the first one. The also be krevus here, and you also with a krevus. So anyway, only since you gave the first one a get, that's the one you also with a krevus anyway. So you might as well stay mutter to the second one, and give the chlitz to the first one. And therefore, a mutter be krevus shniyah. You remain mutter to marry the Kroivus, the sister of the second one. Because the second one you gave a get to means nothing. Because that's from Gamliel Shita, ain't get acha get. The second get you made does nothing. And so who should you give the chalitza to now? When you gave the first one a get and the second one a get, for your own sake, go and give the first one chalitza. Because you also took Kroivus anyway. So only be also took Kroivus. And don't give chalitza to the second one, because that will make you also took Kroivus. So Yetzirev gives the first one chalitza. The Chachamim say, no san get lezu veget lezu. Let's say in the case again where two wives fell to one brother, so the brother now went and gave the first one a get, and then he gave the second one a get. So the locher is according to Chachamim that we say, yesh get acha get is that also the Kroivus shtayim. You're also to marry both Kroivus, or both of them. Because the get is chalmud rabbanon both of them. Therefore, the chalitza liachas mien, it doesn't make a difference to which one you give chalitza, because anyway you also to both of them. So whichever one you want to give chalitza to, it's good. The chayna atuwema, the same way you could say the exact same case, same halachas, v'shnei yevomin liv'yevom achas. In the case where your brother only had one wife, but she fell now in front of two brothers, same thing, one brother gives the get first, then the second one brother gives a get. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the first brother should give chalitza to the first one. And according to Chachamim, whichever one you want, you could do. Because according to Chachamim, they're both also to both of them. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, only the first one is also. Right. Ketzad Omer Rabbi Gamliel. Where's the case that Rabbi Gamliel said, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. If you give Maimer to one, there's no din Maimer to the second one. You're not also to Chorebis. Shtei Yevom, it's the same case, your brother had two wives. Shenofruf na Yevom Echad, your brother died and both of them fell to the one brother. V'yasa maimah bezu, he made maimah with the first one. And then he made kedusha with the second one, Rabbi Gamliel Leimer. Noisen get l'rishayna. What you have to do is now, you have to give a get to the first one. In other words, by making maimah to the second one, you're not let it be miyabim in the first one anymore. So what you have to do now is give a get to the first one. For chaylus lo, have a meila, you should give chalitza to the first one also. For yasa b'kroivus seh, because that's the one you also with the kroivus, or muta b'kroivus shniya. But you muta to the kroivus of the shniya, because the second maimer didn't do anything. So really, this the Rashi brings down, really the Gemara soon asks the question, why is this? Well, you made maimer to the first one. And then you made maimah to the second one. So if we're saying now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, the second Maimer means nothing. So it's like you didn't make a second Maimer, so why does he have to give a get to the first one? Why can't he be Miyabma? It should be Mutter for him to be Miyabim, the first one. Because when you make Maimer and then you make Yibum, the Mishnah says, that's the mitzvah. You're allowed to do it that way. See, as a brother gave Maimer to the first wife, and then he made Maimer to the second wife. But you're telling me now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the second Maimer means nothing. So since it means nothing, ain't Maimer Acha Maimer, you should leave it with the first Maimer and you should even be able to make Yibum. How come here it says you have to give a get and chalitza? The Gemara will soon ask this question, and the Gemara will soon say it's a gzeira, we're afraid of two bias, therefore you have to give her a get. We'll soon see. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, when in case when you made Maimer with both of them, the Chachamim say the Maimer is chal on both of them. Therefore the loch is nice and get l'shtayim. You have to give a get to both of them. The also the kreivah shtayim, you also to both of them kreivahs. The chalitza liachas mien, and you have to give chalitza to either one of the two. Had the chayna to weimah, the same halachas apply, b'shnei yevamin, v'yevam achas, where your brother only had one wife, but there are two brothers alive now. If one brother makes maimer, then the second one makes maimer, the same halachas. So, Omama, what we just say, that noisen get lezu, v'get lezu. Rabbi Gamliel loimah, chilas l'rishon, he has to give the first one. V'yasa b'kroi v'seh, mutzv b'kroi v'shniyah. You have to give, in case where you gave a get to one, then a get to the second one, the second get is nothing, so you should give chalitza back to the first one, and you only also took kreivus, and you moved to the kreivus shniya. For the Gemara, leima tiyeva tiyotu di Shmuel. The Chur, this should be now a kasha on Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, we had Shmuel said aloha before, that chol lat labayla saget, in the case also where your brother had two wives, and you gave a get to one of them, and now you give a chalitza, it's called a chalitza psula, and therefore la niftar atzara. The chalitza you give this one does not pata the tzara. According to Shmuel, you have to give chalitza to both. And here Rabbi Gamliel says clearly, you give chalitza to one, and that helps the other one. So Gemara says, Omolach Shmuel, Shmuel answers back, Ki amri anu aliba deman diyama yezika. When did I say my halacha, that when is the chalitza on one help for the tzara, where it's a chalitza kshera? That means if you wanted to, you could have done yibum. But over here, that you gave the get to the first one, so now you can't make yibum anymore, it's called the chalitza psula. So if you hold yezika, means there's a strong thing here. So the chalitza has to take away something, you need a very good chalitza. So then a chalitza psula does not help for the second one. But here, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is sovereign zika. Rabbi Gamliel holds Zain Zika. Since the old Zain Zika is not so strong, therefore even a chalitza psula, a bad chalitza, could also part of the tzara. Svar says now, the chur svar should be, last one, umidi Rabbi Gamliel sovereign Zika. Since Rabbi Gamliel svar now was saying now he holds the Zain Zika, that's why if you give chalitza to one, even though it's a chalitza psula, it helps for the second one. So the chur